You know what? I should probably hit record now that we're in the after show. Let's see if he has or if he even wants to talk to us. Let me run to my computer. All right. Well, he's gonna run to his computer. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to add a link, copy an invite link.
It's so interesting.
Paste that over to DocStone.
I unplugged my video switcher.
Yeah.
Which has nothing to do with the webcam.
Yeah.
And yet the webcam froze.
Oh yeah, it's true. You. Yeah, it did.
But you're not getting the feed from the video switcher. You're getting a separate webcam. So I have no idea.
It's unfroze. It unfroze now. Now I see you.
Yeah, because now it's sending you the switcher and not the webcam. Why?
I don't know why. Well, you're looking at me like I'm going to know why. In Zoom, what are you using as a video source? It seems like
I was using the webcam, but Zoom decided that when I unplugged the switcher, that's the one that it wanted to use for some reason.
Let's see. Oh, there you go. All right, so Dr. Stone ran to his computer. He logged off Discord on his phone. So
it's still using the webcam.
I sent you the link. He can't hear me, but I sent you the link in a private message on Discord. You can click on it. Oh, wait, he's back. Dr. Stone is back. Maybe he's on his computer now. So, Dr. Stone, I sent you a private message with the link to get to Zoom.
Was he on a...
Hold on.
Was he on the new iPad? Is that,
yeah, he's
is
probably
that what
was.
He was
he's
on?
Probably, yeah, he's probably on the new iPad. The new iPad Pro. I haven't talked to Dr. Stone since Pride 48 weekend when he and I did Live It Up reprise. Oh, trying to log on in Safari. Oh, God. Safari.
Let me...
Thanks, everyone, for that was joining us this evening in the chat room. We do appreciate it. We're not saying goodbye.
I mean, you don't have to leave now.
I wanted to acknowledge you. Tim in Alaska, Lamont Cranston, Auntie Scott, Kathy Marshall. A Cyclone was here and gone. There was a couple. Oh,
Cyclone said he had to be on set tonight.
Oh, yeah, but he popped in at least once during the thing. I saw him. Who else was here that I'm missing? Lamont Cranston, Doc Stone, Kathy Marshall.
Lamont Cranston is still awake.
Yep. I think we had some other people.
Still awake. Earlier.
Still awake. No, he usually falls asleep by the time the old thing. You know, it's difficult. It's difficult to click on links, Adam. Especially if you're a cranky person who...
Well, maybe he's, you know, he doesn't podcast anymore, so he probably doesn't have a microphone set up.
No, I get it. I get it. It's fine. He doesn't have to have
It's not about a computer.
He doesn't have to have a thing. He can go old school.
I was going to say something hurtful.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, look, it's not like Auntie Scott who talks to us on a tin can and a string.
Oh, he looks frustrated. he looks very frustrated.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you?
Oh, okay. I cannot get onto my Safari on my computer. It wants my password, which I don't know, but for some reason it's stored in my iPad, so I'm talking to you on my iPad.
Okay. Is it the new?
Oh, that's a problem. You don't know your password for your computer?
No, I don't know the Discord password.
Oh,
I thought you meant the password to your computer. I was like, well, that's a problem.
Yeah. I'm sure Apple can probably help you with that. How are you?
No.
How are you, Dr. Wesley Stone?
Well, I'm okay. I was a little flustered there because you're like, how long does it take to log into it? I'm you don't understand.
I didn't know you could hear me.
Thanks.
It's one of those, you know, the old, you know, you bitch about the person until they, and then they show up. And, oh, hey, how you doing? It's great. Can you, is it, what size iPad is this?
This is the iPad 6. So it's whatever that size was.
Why is it vertical? Why aren't you portrait with us?
Because it's, I mean, I can turn
there
it that
go.
Way.
There you go. Now,
you get a lousy picture. You want that shot.
That's a way better shot to me.
You
don't
think
you think?
That's better?
Yeah, I can see.
No, because the camera's over here and I'm looking at the center.
Okay, I don't care about where you're looking, but now I can see. I can see. Right. You were when you're vertical,
now we can see the art on your wall.
Yeah, we can see. Yeah, we see more detail the back there. We see that ceiling fan that needs a ceiling vent that needs to be cleaned. We see.
No, there's no ceiling fan in this room.
No, no, ceiling vent. Ceiling vent.
Oh, ceiling vent.
There's like a spider on your ceiling.
No, I think that's a sprinkler. I think that's a.
It's a sprinkler system.
Sprinkler oh, okay. for the fire.
It's about to attack you. I don't know.
So, how you been, Dr. West? I haven't talked to you since Pride 48 when we resurrected Live It Up for one time. How you been?
I'm okay. I mean, I'll give you the standard American reply. I'm doing fine, Daniel. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. No. Tell me, what have you been up to? Are you still at the Cracker Factory?
Well, I haven't been in the Cracker Factory since 2016. Oh. No. I work in the exciting field of medical or dental.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's the tooth factory.
Doing the same job though.
I am a copywriter writing advertising. Yeah.
So you're not like one of those people that checks people in at a doctor's office or anything like that. You're actually still doing your career.
I am, yes. And God, I wish I wasn't doing my career anymore. I'm just so burnt out. I don't want to do it anymore. I want to make a change, but to start over at the bottom, living in California is too expensive and impossible. I'd have to move to Tonty Town where I could buy a mansion for what I could sell my condo for.
You could. I'm sure you could.
Have you ever heard Sparkle With Every Smile? That was Wes. That was one of his.
Yeah. It's for a toothpaste.
Yeah.
Sparkle With Every Smile.
Sparkle With Every Smile. That was him. No, cool. I didn't. I might have known that. Like, I might have asked you that on Live It Up, and then you told me, and now I probably have Alzheimer's. I forgot. So,
are you going on that? Yeah. I heard that what was the name of that show that you used to be on?
The show?
I was on many shows.
With Brenda.
Oh, it used to be Life on the Shit List.
Yeah.
Life on the. I heard that they had started doing episodes again. Have you joined on that?
It's true. We've had two new episodes put out.
Oh, so you are. Okay.
Two.
Well, actually, I don't know if the second one has come out yet. I think Toppy was working on getting a stream, or not a stream, but a what do you call those? An RSS feed for it.
Oh. So we can't find them anywhere yet.
You can find one of them on Toppy's the Smellcast.
So on the Smellcast, there is a Life on the Shit List.
See, I boycott Toppy's show because he went to that other network and stopped participating in Pride 48 events. And so it's like, you know, it's like some people boycott Chick-fil-A.
Was there some sort of non-compete? Yeah, well, those are illegal now.
Apparently, No, I think if I can say what I think Adam is trying to say, it's one thing to go and do another thing. Like Joe Batance went out and started his own network, right? And it's like, and we're still friends with him and everything. It wasn't the I'm going to go off to this other place that is doing something that I want to do. It was the screw you guys. I'm going to go over to the, you know what I'm saying? It was the complete withdrawal, immediate withdrawal from us. Cause he had been he had been a big participant in Pride 48 before that. And then, you know, suddenly he's like, oh, I'm over here. I don't want to do anything with you guys anymore. And that's, so it's like,
well, he never said that, but he started doing things on that other website and then
wouldn't do stuff on it.
And never did anything ever again on Pride 48.
I don't know what his motivations were. So
I'm not really boycotting him. Toppy is like the most innocent person there is. I don't think he was malicious in doing it.
I don't think Adam is mad or me. It's just one of those things like, okay, well, I'm not going to listen to your show. It's like, I think that's why.
I'm not really boycotting.
But that's why Adam hasn't heard. Let's be honest.
Did you really listen to it even when he was on Pride 48?
Occasionally on live weekends. I think I've listened to a couple of Smellcasts. It was not my cup of tea, but I've listened to a couple.
Okay.
I'm not a big listener of gay podcasts.
Don't you do a gay podcast?
I do. You know, I do, but
as is evidence, he doesn't listen to it. So.
I know I don't listen to my show either, but I mostly listen to
this is why you're always behind on Big Fatty, because you're behind.
Well, I do listen to Big Fatty because I feel like I should, you know? And I enjoy it. I mean, I like keeping up with Big Fatty, but that's pretty much it.
But only on Big Fatty show, not on.
I have Pod as my co-pilot that I'm subscribed to.
Yeah.
But I'm always behind on it. But I mostly listen to like Freakonomics and, you know, there's some tech stuff that I listen to. A lot of that's on YouTube now because I like listen to the Marquez Brownlee podcast that they do, MKBHD podcast they do every week. And I used to listen to Twit, but the ship's going down and I just cannot stay with it because it's like it's when they cancel a TV show, a lot of times I'll stop watching it because I'm like, nah, I can't go down with the ship. Like I just quit while I'm ahead. You know, and Sporkful. Sporkful is a food podcast.
Oh.
Dan Pashman.
Isn't that a Rhett & Link thing?
No.
What's their food?
No,
spin-off?
They have a website called Sporked.
Sporked. That's what
I think.
It's also a web series. It's also a web series. So yeah, it's like Rhett & Link.
Theirs is not a podcast. It's like
It's like Rhett & Link has like 5 podcasts and 3 shows, and then also a network that has other shows that they're not on that they're doing. It's like they've turned like single-handedly turned that little town in North Carolina where they were from.
No, they live in California.
Well, they're from this little town in North Carolina, and they had built like a studio there before they moved out to LA.
Anyway, most of the podcasts I listen to don't even publish anymore. I end up listening to a lot of music podcasts.
My main one that I listen to is called The Morning Stream. And it's a Mormon guy. And I'm convinced that he's Mormon. And
are you converting?
No, I'm not. But I think he lives in Salt Lake City. And like,
well, there you go.
I'm pretty sure he's Mormon.
He lives in Salt Lake City and he's really close to his kids. There you go.
Mormon. Yeah. They play games. Yeah. They wear
spooky underwear.
Very Mormon-like. Very Mormon-like. Actually, my therapist is his sister.
Yes, and you. But here's the weird thing, Dr. Stone. And as a you know actual physician, perhaps you could answer the mystery.
Trained medical professional,
The trained medical and psychological professor. I'm sure, Adam. When he was here in Florida and we were renting a boat, Adam, when we were filling out the forms, there's this Twinkie kid standing there. This Twinkie blonde, very thin blonde Twinkie kid. And Adam kept calling him a Mormon, kept like referring to him.
Not to his face.
No, but I mean, you know, instead of
you Mormon,
it's like that Mormon twink.
Mormon, come over here and help me out.
I need to sign this thing, Mormon. Can you give me a pen?
Or some golden plates?
Do Mormons have pens?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
do you just knock on doors all day long?
The point is that why does Adam say that when you say, like when we said,
oh, he's a Mormon.
Mormon, do you envision all Mormons to be like thin and blonde and tall? Like what was it about this twink that made you think Mormon?
I don't know. He just seemed, I mean, no, not all Mormons are like thin and blonde, but I mean, you
hashtag
kinda,
not all Mormons.
First of all, I've only known a few Mormons and one of the Mormons I knew was kind of a twinky guy who was in the Turtle Creek Corral. I mean, he was an ex-Mormon cause he was excommunicated from the church when everybody found out he was gay.
Ooh,
but anyway,
like David Archuleta?
Yeah, kind of like that. David Archuleta won't even admit that he's gay still.
Yes, he has. I mean, he's come
now.
Out.
Maybe
he
now.
He just put out that song called Hell Together. He's no longer a member of the Mormon Church. He and his family, like, they've left the church, and that he's out and gay and is going to therapy. Don't you read the gay news, Adam? He just posted a fucking thirst trap yesterday.
So what is the medical question you were asking? What is you want to know?
No, psychological question. Why does Adam, what is it about this twink that makes, like, what?
Did he look like a Mormon to me? I don't know.
Did he look like eerily familiar? Like eerily
wholesome.
Did he have a white shirt with a black tie on and a little thing that said Elder on it? Little name tag?
It was his name tag.
The name tag, that's
like
it.
He just looked like a Mormon to me.
That's what it was. His name was Elrond, so his Disney name tag said, and he just saw Elder. He's like, oh, it's Elder, Elder
we go
Ron.
We go to the window, he opens the window and says, hello.
My name is Elder Price.
It's like, oh, you're a Mormon, okay.
But you were so sure that this twink was a Mormon.
I know why.
Yes, why?
Because he had a name tag on it. It tells where they're from,
yes.
I think.
Was it Salt Lake City?
And it said Utah on it.
Oh,
and everyone in Utah is a Mormon. That is why I thought he was a Mormon. His name badge, he was like one of those college, you know, like summer program people. And he had where he was from. That's what it was.
My psychological summary is classic Oedipus complex.
I have multiple coworkers that are Mormon. They all seem to be fairly nice folks.
Mormons are super. They're too nice. Mormons are too nice. They're too nice and too perfect.
Oh, ex-Mormons, on the other hand, are real shifty.
That's right.
Just ex-Mormons.com. We had a lovely game night with our kids and, you know, whatever. And it's just gross. It's too perfect.
Gross.
Their life is just too, like, idyllic. It just can't be.
Gross. Let me find his...
Why does it matter whether he was a Mormon or not? I think I saw Utah and I just said, oh, Mormon.
I didn't know that.
Most people in Utah are Mormons.
They
don't all have multiple wives, but I mean, some of them do.
There in the chat room, I put the thirst trap.
I thought you had the Instagram of the guy at the boat rental place. I'm like, how did you have the Instagram of the guy at the boat rental place?
No, this is David. This is David Archuleta.
That's something Mark would do. Well, I mean, we see somebody and Mark's like stalking them on like Instagram or Facebook. Wow. It's mostly like when we go
And yet you threw shade at Rodan and Darwin and Zach and myself.
Oh, I knew this was coming up.
By saying that we were on Scruff the whole meal. Like we were all
You were.
We were all on Scruff the whole meal.
It was like, the truth.
It was not. We ate food. Oh, had conversations.
With Scruff sitting right by the plate. I mean, you all four of you, it's like you're eating, but I'm hearing bloop, you know.
All right, that's not true because I have my phone never makes noise because I have everything turned off on my phone. I don't.
What is the sound that Scruff makes?
I don't even know.
Like,
I think it's a
grinder and Scruff. I mean, grinder makes the bloop.
Yeah, grinder makes the bloop, but let me see if YouTube knows what the Scruff sound is.
It's probably a growl. Or something.
Let's see. The Scruff. That's Scruff.
Okay.
No, I wasn't judging. I was just saying that it
was
interesting.
I went to dinner tonight with Rodan and Darwin, and that comes up. Like, literally, like, within the first 2 minutes of conversation, Rodan's just like, so, what was this about Adam telling Taylor that we were all just sitting around looking at Scruff during the meal.
Okay, I know Rodan does not listen to Throwing Down. How is this getting
Taylor,
back to...
He's like, it...
Ugh.
So here's the thing. Taylor heard it on Throwing Down. Taylor says it to Rodan, and Rodan doesn't know that Taylor listens to his podcast. He just assumes that you had told Taylor. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Okay. Do people not understand that podcasts are... I don't understand. People don't understand that podcasts are... I exaggerate. I try to be funny. Maybe sometimes I'm not. I talk about people that I really know. I don't use a fake name. So, I mean, you know, these people that get offended because I say something. I mean, it was a fact. You all were on Grindr and Scruff. I was just saying.
Every time I pick up my phone does not mean I'm on Grindr or Scruff.
Don't be offended.
By the way, isn't this a cute birthday card?
Oh,
it's like those are.
Oh, is that like the dresses of all the princesses and queens?
Many of them, yes. Snow White, Ariel, Belle, Tiana, Cindy, Cinderella.
Like, is there a princess named Cindy? I didn't realize.
Yeah, Belle, Cinderella, then Snow White. And Aurora.
Are you in your bedroom, Wes?
I'm in my spare bedroom, which is like where I keep my computer.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
so you are in the same room now that we normally see you in.
Yes, the one that I did the Zoom conference on.
The angle is just not showing the bed because you're tilted up. Okay.
Yeah. I'm still trying to switch over to my computer, but I don't know what happened to the link that Daniel sent me.
Isn't this one cute? Oh, it's in your private messages. So in Discord, if you go up to the top, see
the inbox.
So you don't know which one. Are you trying to select which one you're going to use?
No. One of them is from the cats, and one of them is from me. Because the cats have to give a card.
The cats are giving Zach a birthday card.
Yes, they gave me a birthday card. Okay. Sydney doesn't give you a birthday card?
Sydney is a dog. I don't know if we realize this. Sydney is they're cats.
Yeah. I bought it for them, but
I get it.
When you were a kid and you sent your grandpa a birthday card, you didn't go pick it out and your mom went and bought it and then they just wanted you to sign it. So it's just the cats will sign it.
Okay. How do they sign it?
You put ink on their paw and you push their paw down on the thing. You do own a pet, right?
Fascinating. How old are you?
Old am I? It's not my birthday. Why is this? Why is this relevant?
You are putting your cat's paws in ink and putting them on a card, and then saying that they got this card for.
Just like when your mom gave your dad a birthday card and it was signed by you. You didn't pick out the card. You just scribbled with the crayon.
I have never heard of someone's pet giving them a card.
Well, then maybe your pets don't love you as much as ours do. That's
well, you just said that you bought the card for them, so it has nothing to do with how much your pets love Zach or you. You bought the card.
It's not true, Adam. I'm their parent. I bought it
for
them.
They didn't come to you and say, hey.
Well, how do you know?
We need to get Zach. Well, did they?
You know, the other thing that's coming up on Monday is our 1 year adoption anniversary. So we adopted the boys 1 year ago on the 13th. So their cataversary is coming up.
I know you said that you had got that. I think you were.
Oh, I bought them some toys
out of town. And for Zach's birthday, and so you had to get them a few days later than you wanted to because you were not going to be in town.
It's true. We were at
Disney. And that's why your anniversary with them is a day or two after his birthday, because you had to wait until you got back.
Correct.
From Disney.
That's correct. Look at that. You actually listened to something I said.
So how's your dating life, Wes? You dating anyone?
No, I am not. I'm not actively and not interested in dating anybody, so I've not looked.
Not even looked.
Are you going to be like Big Fatty, like you just have just no relationship, just gentleman callers?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, at this point in my life, I don't want to give up my lifestyle and my space, and I don't want to accommodate somebody else. Like, just, it's too late. It's too late to be flexible in life.
I think he has a, I heard on his show, and you're closer to him friend wise than I think we are, but he has a gentleman caller that he's been getting together with for 30 years.
30 years.
And I was thinking,
I heard you talk about that.
Boyfriends, but not really. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he had a boyfriend, this might be it, or a partner. But they both just like staying single, and so they just hook up occasionally, basically.
Nothing wrong
with that. Yes, I don't know if he would, if I would classify that as a boyfriend.
Well, not, I'm not saying he has a boyfriend, but I'm saying that's as close as he's going to get, because, you know, he's been seeing this person for 30 years.
I don't know. Maybe, maybe you could call into his little shoe. You should ask him.
You should call. Ask Big Fatty.
I should.
Just remember, I originated.
Oh, I could. I could say, play the music. I've never asked a question.
I originated that. So don't you dare.
Okay.
Steal that.
No one else can say it except for you.
I want him to play the trademark Daniel Brewer. Anytime someone says,
for
play
years,
the music.
Everyone says, Big Fatty, play the music. Yeah.
You know what? You know what? Everybody. Someone on Pod Is My Copilot, one of their listeners, has gone back to episode one and has been listening to them in order. And then every like 15 episodes or so, they'll send them a trivia quiz on the shows, like to see how much the Pod Is My Copilot people remember what they said.
Yeah, I heard that episode.
Hold on. I'm going to try and switch over to Zoom and see if I can join there, because I cannot for the life of me find the link where you sent it in Discord. So
well,
now it's
I
logging
you
me
a
into
private,
Zoom.
But you said, all right, so
well, we are in Zoom.
We are in Zoom.
We are in Zoom.
Yeah, so I'm trying to log in on my computer now.
Okay.
By the way, now I feel like Rodan probably thinks I'm a jerk.
He didn't say it mad. He was just laughing about it.
Okay. Okay. I don't want them to think I'm a jerk, but I mean, I say things on a... Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. The framing is so much better. I mean... We're not seeing your ceiling anymore.
You picking me up now?
Yeah, we see you. It's, yeah, we can see okay. It's better. Instead of seeing up your nose, we can see the...
I wasn't seeing up your nose, but I was seeing the spider on your ceiling that's about to attack you.
Yeah.
You're hallucinating.
Or the sprinkler.
He was a sprinkler. I remember this room. This is the room with the fun, Polynesian decor back there, but I believe...
Yeah.
Oh, it is? Okay. It is Polynesian. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like every time we talk to Wes, we talk about his decor.
I mean, it looks great. Look at it. Mine looks great. Like shit. I moved in here. I haven't painted the wall yet. I haven't done anything. It's like I no longer have the calyx that I used to have. I don't know what to do back there now.
Calyx. How often is that bed used?
Calyx.
And I ask you this because we have a guest bedroom.
Yeah. And it never. The only person that has ever stayed in this room is Big Fatty, and that was like 3 years ago when he moved the nip out from California to South Carolina.
What is the point of guest bedrooms? Because we have a guest bedroom, and the only people who have stayed in that room are Daniel and Zach.
And we
once a year when they've been here. I mean, I'm glad I have a room that they can sleep in. I'm glad that I have a room they can sleep in, but all the rest of the year.
Right. My parents, in the 7 years that I've been in this condo, have never come and visited me. My sister has never come and visited me.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. You don't need that extra bed because nobody's ever going to come and visit you.
I know. I mean, we don't have anything else to do with the room anyway. I mean, we both have offices.
I bought a brand new bed for you.
And no, I know.
No one else has slept in there.
It's your bedroom, Daniel. It's yours and Zach's.
The cats
bedroom.
Love it.
It's just
the cats.
It's just that
it.
You guys only visit once a year, and so it only gets used once a year.
You should other teach Sydney how to lay on it.
we did. Well, no, because I respect you and Zach. I don't want you to have animal hair in your bed.
We have cats. We always have animal hair in our bed.
No, the other guest bed, the other bedroom that we have, we turned into a gym.
Right.
So, I mean, that does. Although the flooring is still buckling, and it really drives me crazy. But
Wes would have written two or three angry old man letters.
What's the problem with the buckling?
Oh, that's right. Oh, Wes doesn't know the exciting tale.
Well, this was a couple of years.
Was it moisture damage?
I have to tinkle and I have to refill my drink. Go ahead and tell him the tale of woe.
So this house has, it has three bedrooms, I would say, and then an office and then a bonus room. So my studio is in the bonus room, but this wall behind me is like it's really a bookshelf because I wanted to split the area that I sit in is like, you know, in an upstairs where they have like a window that juts out. And then you have like a little extra space in the bonus room where the window is. I don't know if it's like a 10 foot by.
Like a bay window?
Well, I don't know. It's an upstairs where they don't, it's not, the walls are not completely straight. The ceiling kind of comes in and then you have a window on one side and there's extra floor space because anyway, it's hard to describe, but there's another part of the room but none of that is relevant. Ooh.
Right. What does this have to do with the floor?
It has nothing to do. Tim is saying a dormer window. I don't know. Could be. But we had these extra rooms and we're like, well, we have two extra bedrooms. Mark and I both have an office. So we really had nothing else to do, but we both work out. And so we were like, okay, we're just going to make one of those spare rooms a gym. He bought a Peloton. I bought like an elliptical and we have some weights and stuff. But I wanted flooring like you would find at a gym, that like rubber, you know, flooring.
Okay.
And so we found a place that sells that flooring actually most like carpet places or whatever sell that. And we're like, we want gym flooring. They're like, okay, they come out and they install it and the seams, they did something too tight and the seams in a bunch of spots are like this, like buckling.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And so it's not flat. Like anywhere there's a seam, there's like all these spots that are like going on. And this is when they first put it in. And I called them and I had them come back. And they glued it again and they put weights on it and all that kind of stuff. And they left and it was no better. And I did this a couple of times and I finally just lost the will to call again and complain. So for the past 2 years, we just have some shitty ass buckling. Like all the seams are just like this in that floor. I think they just put it in too tight. Like they didn't. They didn't cut. I don't know. I don't know what they did wrong, but you don't see that when you go other places that have rubber. I mean, Daniel can tell because he saw it.
What did I see?
You saw the seams in the gym floor. I mean, I think.
Yeah, you showed them to me.
It's just, and it bothers me. But they've already come back out once. If I call them again, they're still.
I feel like at this point you've waited too long.
Well, probably. Although they
how
did tell me.
How long ago was this?
3 years. 2 years.
Oh, yeah. They're not coming out.
They said it's like a lifetime warranty. They said if you have problems with it.
Well, maybe then.
But.
They've gone out of business.
Send the same useless installers. I think we need a different installer. I think I need someone who actually knows what they're doing.
I mean, it's highly unlikely you're going to get the same people 3 years later.
Well, maybe not. They did send the same people out the second and third times, but
those were like within the same month.
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
I have a tech question for you, gentlemen.
Hold on.
You know, Noah, the little show has a tech segment.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it.
joining us because the Mix Minus Tech segment brought to you by Big Fatty Online. Yes, caller, right. You have a question.
So, Levin Grove, hello. My question is just this. When you talk about Chat GPT and generative AI, et cetera, do you use Chat GPT in a generic form, like you're calling it Kleenex? Because is that really the one you're using?
Yes.
I went to a conference recently, and this woman who was an editor was raving about the website perplexity.ai, mm-hmm. saying that it's the Google that we should have had years ago. And I've tried it, and I don't think that it's any better than Chat GPT. No. What are your thoughts about Perplexity? No. Have you used it?
I haven't, but as far as I know, as far as money goes, OpenAI, the company that makes Chat GPT, is, ridiculously well funded, like to the tune of several billion dollars from Microsoft. And Microsoft is relying on that for the back end of their Copilot system. So I feel like there's Google, there's OpenAI, and there's Facebook. Those are your three really big LLMs, but it depends on what it is you want to do, because what we're finding is that you don't always need a large language model. Sometimes you just need a smaller language. Like if an AI can be incredibly good at doing one thing, like as far as writing papers or something like that, or grammar or something, creating slogans or something like that. It doesn't need to know how to cook things or whatever. It doesn't need that whole section of the model. It just needs to be trained on writing and stuff.
Well, writing is precisely what I was using it for. And
yeah,
it was just so bad. It was giving me wrong answers. And then I would correct it and would say, oh, sorry, sorry. And then I would say you've corrected yourself two times now. I don't know what to believe. And then it was apologizing. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have been more clear from the start, and I'll add this to my learning, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I still don't know what to do.
Yeah. It's kind of like Alexa and Siri, who are both dumb, but go ahead.
I mean, I think I have used Perplexity, but I don't remember if
it gives you links, it gives you citations of where it's pulling from.
Yeah, I watch a lot of AI YouTube, so I see all the various tools that are, but I don't remember. But the reason I use ChatGPT is we're mostly using ChatGPT OpenAI models at work. And so a lot of the stuff that we're doing at work, we're calling OpenAI APIs to do that, and I'm having to do a lot of that for my products at work. But also, I found it to be the best for me, and so I pay for it. Mm-hmm. And so I use it most of the time because I'm paying for it. And so if I'm paying for it, I want to use it. So I have it
like up double car insurance.
Like double car insurance. I think that went over my head or something.
Really? You don't remember this?
I don't think so.
You were the one that was you had two different car insurances for a while and you didn't want to call up and cancel one of them.
Did I?
Did you cancel it ever?
Well, clearly now.
Two car insurance? Are you sure that was me? I don't think I had two car insurance.
Definitely sounds like an Adam thing. Because you didn't want, you hate talking to people. So it's just the only way to cancel
Kathy
it.
Kathy Marshall backs me up.
Yeah.
I
vaguely remember this.
The only time that I've had,
the moment when the light bulb goes, you literally see the light bulb go on.
I had Geico.
Oh.
Because, okay, State Farm, who I was with my entire life.
Yes.
From when I was a babe in swaddling clothes. My family had State Farm.
Yeah.
When I got my first car, I had State Farm. We had an agent, a local agent, right. Doug Spencer, that we would go talk to.
Like a good neighbor, he was there.
I don't think it was Doug Spencer.
No, they're not
Doug
there
Spencer
anymore.
Was the accountant.
They're pulling out of everywhere, aren't they?
There was some other guy. I can't remember his name. Doug Spencer's the accountant. But anyway, both from my hometown. And I had State Farm.
I'm with State Farm.
And then my boyfriend... Well, it's not just his fault. I had an accident in Hawaii.
Yeah.
in a rental car.
Yeah.
And then I never have accidents, but I mean, and it wasn't even really an accident. Look, this was the road to Hana, which is like a one lane road, but it's traffic is going both ways. There was this car coming for me and I had nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
And I'm trying to get a little bit over and there's a cliff right here on the side and the car just kind of scraped the edge of the cliff. The rock, you know, wall that was there. Anyway. And then Mark had an accident where he totaled his car like a couple of months later. And State Farm canceled me. Mark and I aren't married. He wasn't even on my policy. But State Farm knew he was in my house and they canceled me. I was so mad and depressed that my insurance company that I've been with I got Geico or whatever.
Yeah.
But then as soon as State Farm was like, hey, we'll take you back now. I was like a battered lover or something. I was like, okay, fine. I'll go back. But I think I just kept forgetting to call Geico and tell them to cancel. The thing about insurance though is they have to backdate the cancellation. If you have another insurance,
right?
They will. So it's not like you're going to double, but they're going to give you the money back because they don't want to have to cover you for a time that you're with another.
It's illegal for them to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I had Geico and I got into an accident because somebody had a flat tire in the middle of the freeway. And like, I couldn't stop in time. They came to a full stop in the middle of the freeway and I couldn't stop in time. So I hit them and I felt like I should not have been responsible, but according to the law, if you hit somebody from behind, you are responsible. And so
it's not even the law. It's because the law doesn't matter to insurance companies.
The insurance law cares.
Yeah. The insurance law, because you're the proximate cause of the accident. Yeah.
Well, so they jacked up my rate and I found out that it would take 5 years before it goes off your record and your rate would come down. And so I left Geico. I went with Liberty Mutual and like on the fifth year, I was rubbing my mitts together waiting for that rate to go. And it never came down because like, I guess all of the cost of increases of doing business, et cetera, just kept on going up, up, up. And eventually it was like, oh, well, no, this is just what your new rate is.
So you were hankering to go back to Geico. Every time I hear Liberty, I think Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Yes.
I think Liberty University.
And when I hear, and State Farm is like a good neighbor.
State Farm. Those jingles stay with you.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, so anyway, Allstate have a jingle? I don't know. Allstate, we've got you covered. I don't know. I'm not sure.
You're in good hands with Allstate is their slogan.
Yeah, but did they have a song?
I don't know.
Good hands?
Probably
song?
Not.
Let's see.
I don't think
they have a Allstate.
Who was the one that has the guy who was always getting injured in their commercials?
Oh, Chaos.
Chaos, yeah.
Oh gosh, I don't.
That might have been Allstate. I'm not sure, but and one of them had Denzel Washington. No, it wasn't Denzel Washington. It was the guy that played the president on 24. The black guy who played the president on 24. He was a spokesman for.
In the last year, we've learned a lot.
Him.
We've learned that meatloaf and Jenga can be more fun than reservations and box seats.
Is that Allstate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he the president on that show, that cartoon, whatchamacallit? Sci-fi one.
Whatchamacallit? The sci-fi one.
Well, it's modeled after Doc and from Back to the Future. God, you know it. You love this show.
I do.
Daniel. Yes, Daniel. Don't you watch it? It's a space timey-wimey show.
Doctor Who?
Lower Decks?
Lower Decks? No. Doctor Who? Is it an animated show?
Yes, it's animated. It's the grandfather and the grandson.
Oh, Rick and Morty is what you're
Rick and Morty, about. Thank you. Isn't he the president on Rick and Morty now?
Oh, he could be.
Gosh.
All I know him from is he was the president on 24.
Let's find out who
President
he is.
Palmer.
Allstate spokesman. His name is Dennis Haysbert.
No.
Let's go to who is the Allstate commercial guy? Dennis Haysbert. Some of his most notable TV roles include President David Palmer on 24 and God on Lucifer, plus voice acting roles on series like Masters of the Universe Revelation and animated films, including Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers and Kung Fu Panda 2. That's not
President. Who plays the president? Oh, Keith David plays the president on Rick and Morty.
I don't know, but he was a great president on 24. He was my favorite 24.
I mean,
president.
You know.
They had multiple presidents.
He wasn't actually a president, right?
No, I know, but he. I really liked him as a president.
Hashtag not my president.
And his wife, I really liked her too. The lady who played Sherry Palmer, the first lady.
Yeah.
But her name is...
not Sherry Palmer?
I don't know what her name is.
I don't either.
They don't have the actress's name on this 24 fandom wiki thing?
I mean, the internet, Adam. What you gonna do? Can't really control it.
I want to know the actress's name. They're just giving me all this fake, like, information about her on the show. Like, the character profile.
Why don't you... what do you Google? Just Google.
I could just Google Sherry Palmer.
Yeah. Who is
Sherry Palmer actress? I'm Googling. I'm not asking ChatGPT.
There you go. Let's Sherry Palmer 24.
Oh, her name is Penny. I like to know what other things people have been in who I like. Penny Johnson Gerald.
Penny Johnson Gerald. Oh, yeah. I know her. She's been in a lot of things.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of things.
She was on the Orville. She was in.
Do you do that? Oh yeah, she's the doctor in the Orville.
Oh, she That's was. What's her name? She was Cisco's girlfriend.
Oh yeah, Cisco's girlfriend
on Deep Space Nine. Cassidy Yates.
I didn't watch Deep Space Nine because I don't believe in Star Trek shows where they sit at one place. You need to be on a ship. Going places. You need to be exploring space.
They were on
here. These are the voyages. You need to be doing voyages. Well, I mean, moving, not a space station.
The space station was moving through space along with the universe.
I know. Well, maybe, but no. I want a week to week episodic. You're voyaging to a new place every week.
No, Deep Space Nine was really, when you think about it, because it precedes, streaming and stuff where it precedes on demand like we have now, where literally I can watch anything in any order that has already aired, right? It was at the dawn of people having DVRs where they had recorded things and they could go back and forth on them. And so it kind of opened up the idea that, oh, we can tell longer stories than just an episode. Like, or maybe a two-episode arc, right? We can actually make season-long story threads that we carry throughout this thing. And because people have the ability now to record us when they don't see us, there's going to be more people that will be able to follow that. But so this is kind of like the dawn of more complex storytelling on television was Deep Space Nine. It's like it was telling this overarching story of Bajor and their religious, trappings and their relationship to these wormhole aliens. And that is that story carries through for seven seasons, building upon, itself to the,
yeah. And it was about war.
At one point there was a war with the Dominion, a creature, but
I should go back and try it. But again, but here's the other problem I have. Shows of, I have trouble going back and watching older shows now.
Yeah.
I get.
Well, they're black and white. We also know another person who has a problem with that.
I get bothered by like the quality of the video.
Yeah.
And like the frame, if it's in a square framing instead of a whatever, if they have.
I think it is.
And I'm like, I tried to go back and watch, like, for instance, The Golden Girls. And I was like, what is this image? Yeah. Like, it looks like there's Vaseline on the, I can't.
There probably was.
I mean, there's no, yeah. it looks horrible.
Yeah. It's, and I it's have the same problem. Because it was, with, yeah. I, so we, it's weird because older shows were filmed on film, which meant that when HD came along, you could just go resample that film
but they didn't for a lot of shows, but the ones
that they restored, that's what they did. They went back to the film and then re-encoded it, you know, as a higher resolution.
But they did that for TNG, but I don't
know. But when, TNG was the last one on film, but it's like, but Deep Space Nine and Voyager were video. So it's like that videotape held the highest resolution that they could ever make that copy. So, you know, in other words, so it, in order to sharpen and upscale Voyager and Deep Space Nine, they do. They use basically generative networks that basically... The whole thing that we were doing of sharpening movies back before everyone started saying, oh, Gen AI, it was a similar process, but only for sharpening pictures, like figuring out this coloration and this line. If I were to sharpen, it would have the most likely, shape like this. And, oh, that's a tree. I understand what a tree looks like so that I can sharpen that by mimicking a tree. You know what I'm saying?
If you're interested, well, I mean, Wes is probably not interested, but. And I know I already mentioned this, but I should just go back to college because I love lectures. Yeah. Like I like just learning things, but I took this Gen AI, this Harvard Gen AI course. It was so interesting. The machine learning, like how they were, the math is a little, I'm not a mathematician, but like they were explaining like how they do some of that image, like finding the edges and like all that kind of stuff. And like, I found it very interesting how they do that. All of those Harvard computer science courses that were really engaging.
Yeah, but I think the thing that, like, when you say you want to go back to college, no, you don't, because
I don't want to do the.
It's
homework.
Not. Yeah, then there's work and tests and stuff like that. It's like, no, I just want to pay you to.
I just want to get. I don't want to lectures. I love right. Like.
So have you watched like TED Talks and stuff? Those yeah, are basically yeah,
I do
lectures.
That. I do that yeah. already. Okay. That's true. I do that now. And like I say, I watched all of CS50 on YouTube. I watched the Gen AI thing. I did not do the homework. I was never into homework, even when I was in college or high school or anything. I mean, I guess I did it because I made good grades, but.
So I asked you earlier when your hair appointment is, and you said it was at 2. So
it's
at
2. Chew.
So you need to leave at 8.
I need to leave at 8. That's correct.
So I didn't want to keep you up too late because I know.
Midnight-ish was when I was going to.
All right. So we're here. We're almost here. We're almost at midnight. That's cool. We can wrap up. Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone, thank you for hanging out with us here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
It was good to see you.
We're going to be out in California in September.
You like Joe Batanz, don't you? You could come like hang out with us with Joe. For a while, you guys were friends.
I haven't talked to him for a long time. I don't know what he's been up to.
Yeah, so he's going to take us on a taco tour. I mean, if you the same. Come
he still
us.
Lives with his parents.
Yeah.
Does he really live with his parents still? How did he stand that?
He's still dating twinks. You know, pretty much the same.
August, September.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, we're hanging out with Batanz on Monday the 9th and part of Tuesday the 10th.
So, yeah, you're so close to the gay days. You could have gone to it, but. Oh, wow.
But we instead decided to do the Disneyland Halloween half marathon weekend. Which is
because they're addicted to running now.
Yeah, you're a runner now.
That's right.
It's a whole thing.
I'm not going to do a half marathon, and now you're doing a half marathon.
I have not. I'm
not going to do a full marathon.
No. Stop. I have not done a half marathon. I did a 10 miler, which is the longest that I've ever done, is a 10 miler, and that was part of the challenge.
How much is a half marathon?
Half marathon is 13.1.
Almost the same.
No, it's not. That's 3. That's another 5K on top of the 10 miler. So it's like doing a 10 miler and a 5K.
This is the other thing that bothers me so much. Like, they can't just pick one measurement and use that for all the races. Like some are K's and some are miles and some are furlongs. Right.
But you
like,
know this. You know this. Marathon is an actual place in Greece. And well, the distance.
That. Oh, so if it's the not distance, from the marathon the region, distance, it's, not, it's right. just long running.
The distance between Rome and Marathon was 27.2 miles. And that was like a thing that, that it just became, a marathon meant it represented the distance from Rome to Marathon. A half marathon is obviously
sparkling running
and
is what Auntie Scott
calling things in miles. And that's the imperial system, which existed for centuries, millennia before the decimal system had any kind of a hold. So
I'm okay with like just say okay, a marathon,
every other kind
marathon,
of race,
whatever.
Every other race
but
is basically
like, oh,
a K.
But no, I did a 10K.
Yeah, it's a 5K, a 10K, a 15K. I've seen 8Ks.
But
the
then
only
you have to translate it into like how many miles was that? Because we don't know Ks.
I wish we just like, converted everything to K.
Yeah.
Is that kilometers? I don't even know.
Yes, kilometer.
Do you know that even the measurements, like how they define these metric systems, have changed over the years too?
Oh no, I didn't know that. Does that explain like why our food is getting smaller?
No, that's shrink. That's Biden.
Oh, Biden's
shrinknomics.
Thanks to them, no, Biden like, shrinknomics.
For a while, that like the weight of a gram or something was like a cube of certain such and such, and then they changed it to like, oh god, it's on the tip of my tongue to how they defined it. I'm gonna look this up. Well, never mind, it's getting late. But anyways, another example was like the length of a meter. They defined it as a certain length of like this, and then they had like a rod that was stuck in a vault, and they said, okay, you know, don't everyone ever touch this because this is exactly a meter, so we have to protect this. And then they changed it to like the length of light traveling at such and such distance at, you know, for how long it came out to a meter. Like that's how they eventually defined it. So it's changed over time. Don't believe the accuracy of meters and kilometers and et cetera, et cetera.
It's a conspiracy.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Yes, but?
But apparently the Aurora Borealis visited Arkansas.
Yes.
Did you see it?
At 10:52 p.m. I was recording. I didn't think it was coming this far south. I knew it was going to hit Missouri.
From the red earth, it's coming. From New Mexico, it's coming.
I've been to Alaska twice. We've been to Iceland. We're going to Norway. None of those places did we go to at a time when you can see the Aurora Borealis. Now, I could have like opened my shade.
As you may realize, that was mid-sentence. I think it was at this point in time that my SD card ran out of space. I apologize for that. There is no more of that recording. Adam wasn't recording it. I don't know. Thanks to Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone for stopping by. It's so weird because it is currently June 14th that I'm editing this. And so I don't remember what happened, but I just didn't want you guys to think that, you know, I forgot the SD card. Forgot, basically. So it wasn't my fault. That's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, it's not me. It's the SD card. That's what I'm trying to say. Goodbye.